And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today I'd like to look at a very practical topic, counseling your own problems. Even Christians are not immune to the problems of poor mental health. More and more Christians find that they're depressed or fearful or worried or possessed with some other mental problem. It's important that you clear these up. If you don't deal with them promptly, they become habits, habits that are much more difficult to deal with. The Bible refers to the man who is held fast by the cords of his sins. In other words, problems lead to additional problems that lead to still more problems until you're so heavily burdened that you're not able to cope with life in a normal way. And so, it's important that you take care of these problems. We who know Jesus Christ as our Savior have the Holy Spirit within us and a guide in the Bible to allow us to counsel ourselves, to deal with problems in a scriptural manner, and so to find release from the difficulties that plague us. Now understand, of course, that often the problem that you see is not really the problem that you should deal with. For instance, you may be conscious of an unusual habit developing in your life. It might be a nervous tic or a fear of assuming responsibility. It's easy to look upon that as a major problem, when in reality, that may only be a symptom of something that's more serious. Occasionally, there may be some kind of a habit that results in a symptom. For instance, you may have fallen into a routine that does not give you enough sleep at night, and this may cause you to feel tired. Your diet can bring about other problems. But usually, where there's a mental problem, there is some kind of a habit pattern of sin that causes the difficulty. And this is the thing that you must deal with in order to solve the problem. For instance, I recently talked with a woman who had just lost 85 pounds. In talking with her, I found that her problem had not been overeating. That had been only a symptom. Her basic problem was a wrong relationship with the Lord. And only when she made things right with Jesus Christ was she able to lose the weight that she had carried for so many years. You too may have a similar problem. Not that you're particularly overweight, but you have some other symptom that stems from underlying sinful cause. The Bible says, "Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength." Thus, you can depend upon the Lord to help reveal your problem as you work toward finding a solution. If the problem is a sin problem, the solution will involve confession of the sin both to the Lord and to others where necessary, restitution for the sin where possible, and a rededicating of your life to Jesus Christ. By doing this, you can reverse the cycle of life that has pulled you down. You can make a biblical response to your problems that will set you on the right path toward solving additional problems in life. As you walk in fellowship with the Lord, daily gaining strength from His Word, you can have confidence that you'll be able to solve your personal problems. By the way, you need to set this kind of an example for your children. The chances are very good that they'll have the same kinds of problems that you have. If you worry, they'll learn to worry from you. If you're fearful, they'll learn to be fearful from you. And so you need to keep a right relationship with Jesus Christ so that you can keep from having personal problems that stem from sins. Only in this way will you set the right example upon which your children can build their lives. I encourage you today, take stock of yourself. Are there symptoms that rest upon some sin problem? If so, make the sin right with God. Take those steps that are necessary to solve the problems that plague you in life. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.